Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who wanted to be in porn but didn't have the acting chops, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you with me on a Friday night. Let's light it up. Broadcasting statewide in our beautiful state from our studios here at WGBW in downtown Green Bay at City Deck Landing. I am Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. We are ready. We are ready to do this. Have another show where we engage you and we talk to you and we connect. It's so much fun to talk about movies and TV and what we're watching and what's happening. And we've got a lot of that planned again today, as usual. My guests tonight are Civic Media News Director and film buff, Terry Bell. Hey, Pete. Terry's here now in studio.
Hi. Yeah,
so
it's nice
to
be
have
up
you here.
I have never been in the studio.
Is that true?
Really nice. Yeah.
Wow. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
We have tea and coffee and certs and whatever you
Thank
need.
Thank you. I'll help myself. Make myself
It's a regular smorgasbord out there. So Wendy Jones Hill will join the show at 8:05 to talk about her production, The Hello Girls, which is happening at the Overture Center, the Four Seasons Theater there at the Overture Center this weekend and next weekend. It's the Hello Girls. It's a fascinating story about switchboard operators in World War One that went over and patched through something like over 20 million calls, phone calls from the United States to the front, and they were all bilingual. And these women, it was so interesting. None of them had veteran status, even though they were near the front in some cases. It's a phenomenal story. And Wendy is here tonight to tell us a little bit about her musical that celebrates the Hello Girls. So you won't want to miss that. And then later in the show, someone who has become kind of a regular here on Friday nights talking about Max Inc., the amazing Civic Media live music show that happens on Saturday nights right there in our studio in Madison. Terry Barr will be along with a little sample of what she has in store for tomorrow night. Conrad is always, as always, is here to take your text.
Yes.
You are here still.
I didn't take a powder
All right,
today,
thank
but
you.
Who knows about Monday?
I'm so happy you stuck around. Is the phone ringing already?
It is.
It's Conrad's mom. He's not that young. I tease him. He's got a great sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He needs to. He would have to have
it. Well, I like
it. Would help, wouldn't it?
He gives it back sometimes. Sometimes I have to smack him around, but, you know, it works out well. So we have, okay, so Terry is here with me tonight. He's going to be hanging with me as long as he likes. I will just say on the air, Terry, that you are the reason I even found out about Civic Media. You introduced me to everybody here, and it's been so much fun. I love working here. I can't thank you enough.
Yeah, full disclosure, when I got hired, I say, you know, there's this guy. We have to bring him into the fold. And long story short, here you are. And I'm really, really, really excited and happy about it.
Well, I'm excited too. And it worked out well. And I'm having a blast hosting a Nightlight. And it's really fun having you here in the studio too. So we'll have some fun. We've got a movie quiz for Terry that we've done. A special one for Terry because... Over the last 3 or 4 weeks, we've had people. Rachel Monick was here from Fox 11. Emerson Lehman was here from WBAY. Dom of Dom and Crute fame was here. He was here last. Conrad, was that last Friday or 2 weeks ago?
That was 2 weeks ago, I believe.
Was it already 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay. So Dom crushed it.
Did he? He's a sharp guy.
Well,
very smart guy.
He is. But this quiz, I tend to take it easy on people because I don't like to make people feel uncomfortable.
Right, sure, sure.
Dom, it was embarrassing how much he slayed. And it was all 80s comedy. So he must have spent his entire childhood in a movie theater watching John Hughes films.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, that's when we came of age.
Yeah, and yeah. we put one together. I know your love of movies, and we've sort of tailored the quiz a little bit.
Okay.
You'll be a little more challenged.
I'll, you know.
But I think you'll do fine.
We'll learn
exactly
along the way.
Exactly.
We'll hug it out at the end.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do the guy hug with the arm in between so nothing happens. Conrad, is that call for me?
I was not.
Okay. Was it another angry
robocall?
No. Yeah. It was asking about wrestling.
Oh, well, we're
if
the
we
place.
Were broadcasting it today.
Oh, state high school wrestling.
Yes, right. Yes.
The high school right. championships oh, that's of this weekend. Cool, actually.
You, how sad is it that when I hear wrestling, I think
your mind goes straight to WWE.
Oily dudes and short shorts. And I honestly, and I told this, Rich LoCascio was on the show a couple weeks ago talking about wrestling. I almost think it does actual wrestlers a disservice.
It does. Oh, man.
Because it's a sport. These guys are tremendous athletes. And I thought, like, WWE type wrestling in the stunts, I thought that would go away when mixed martial arts happened, and these guys are really doing that crazy stuff.
Yeah.
They still want the fake stuff.
Though. Yeah, when MMA first came along, yeah, people thought that would overtake wrestling, and it really hasn't happened. One thing I will say, when it comes to, like, the traditional wrestling, the kind you see in high school and college and the Olympics, it's exploding right now, huge. Participation, girls and women.
Yes.
High school and college girls and women's wrestling is huge right now, and that's really, really fun and exciting to see. And it gives these girls, in fact, there's a poster, the club in my hometown, the youth club for girls, they do this poster like you see in all the restaurants in the hometowns. Yeah. With the sports teams, it was girls in, like, their prom dresses with the headgear and the, and the knee pads and everything, and looking really, really, really bad. And I mean,
I love
that in a good
it.
Way.
No, in the good, bad way.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's where I stand on wrestling. My high school did not offer it, and I was secretly happy.
Okay.
It was a very small Catholic high school. In Marinette,
oh,
it was Marinette.
Oh, sure,
Catholic
sure.
Center.
Yeah, yeah.
That is one sport I wanted to know. I couldn't imagine. It's so intimate, the rolling around part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't ever want to do that. So I took martial arts thinking, well, this is, I can keep my opponent away because I don't
want
to be that close to someone else. I want the bumper. And it's not a weird thing.
Contact sports for introverts.
Yeah, exactly. And I also liked it because you could see your opponent. I didn't like football because you could get cracked and not even be looking. It's like, mm-hmm. It's like being sucker punched. So that's why I liked martial arts. But the wrestlers, I have so much respect.
Oh, yeah.
Because I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Conrad.
Yeah.
Take a memo.
Okay.
You and I should wrestle sometime. I need to get over this fear. How about... Well, no, that would be...
I don't know. We'll just remove the TV and the chairs.
I'll tell you what. We'll start with
we'll put a ring
we'll
in there.
We'll start with a tickle fight, and we'll see what happens. Conrad's kind of low... You got a low center of gravity. I bet you'd be pretty hard to take down. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, I did play fullback in football. I was hard to take down.
Okay. Wow, that's good to know.
Yeah. You know, thumb war, if nothing else.
There we go.
Thumb war works, too.
Now, that's an idea.
It's not too intimate. It's not too, you don't have to, you know, freshen your breath before you do it. I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, years and years ago, the movie Pinocchio hit screens. And there's also, okay, I got to look this up. For some reason, I didn't write the year down tonight.
Well, you're looking for that.
Yeah.
Another movie that had an anniversary this year, Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, this year.
20 years.
Yes.
Yeah, around number. I mean, every movie has an anniversary every
right.
year. But this was a round number anniversary. Napoleon Dynamite. 20 years.
Love that movie.
Water Over the Dam. Great movie. The cast, there was a recent picture of the cast. They all look dynamite.
Like, yeah.
Right. I didn't even mean to do that.
Sure you didn't.
How's the cast of Pinocchio looking these days?
You got to get pretty low, I think, to see them. But I have a story about Napoleon Dynamite because my daughter, I took her to the doctor when we still lived in LA. We were in Burbank and we came out and there was who we thought was John Heider.
Oh, really?
It was his brother.
Oh.
Looks just like him.
Really?
And my daughter, Kate, at the time was 5 years old, 4 years old, obsessed with Napoleon Dynamite, the dance scene.
Yeah.
She was staring at this guy. And he was very sweet about it, and he talked to her, and she was...
He was probably used to it.
He probably was, and I said...
If the resemblance was that strong.
And he said, I'm his brother, that's not me. But wow. He was still pretty cool, and he stood there and talked to us, and my daughter didn't know. She was just like, this is the guy, you know. So I got to find out when... Pinocchio was like 1940.
Yeah, and a groundbreaking movie.
Yeah.
It was...
1940, yeah.
One of the first big animated feature-length hits... I don't know, was it Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs or was it, maybe it was Snow White that was like the first feature-length animated film. Until then, all animated films had been shorts.
Right. And this came out, okay, so 1940. And well, that leads me to our question today.
Okay.
Is it ever okay to lie? And if so, how? How is it okay? Like, text us, let us know what you think.
Yeah.
We want to know, because I think there are times when, you know, coaches might do it, or maybe a news director might do it. Like, you're doing great. You know, just not to just discourage anyone.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, there are times when you don't want to hurt someone's feelings.
Right.
Or maybe you just want to get yourself out of a jam.
And that's okay. It's still lying.
It's, I think there are shades of gray.
Okay, fair enough.
They call it the little white lie.
The little white lie.
Well, let's hear from the listeners.
Let's hear what you guys think. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Is it ever okay to lie? It's Pinocchio's birthday today. This is the perfect day to ask this question. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Our show is on statewide, so just click on any station, and there's a little text icon right there. You can let us know. We'd love to hear and read your texts. Conrad, we've had a lot of texts this week.
Yeah, we definitely have.
Are you fatigued, or can you handle more?
Yeah, I don't know. I might have to. I might actually eat powder now.
Listen, take a knee. Just gather yourself.
Yes.
Because the text, although Friday, it's good you're here, because Friday we don't get as many texts. So maybe Terry Bell will inspire people. And he's a newsman, so you don't want to, you are not the guy that's going to advocate lying. You're about truth.
Yeah, exactly. I take back everything I just said. Never, ever lie under any circumstances.
That's correct. That's a great point. Okay, so is it ever okay to lie? Let us know. 844-967-2789. Coming up in a little bit, we've got Wendy Jones Hill, the director of the Hello Girls. Terry Bell is here for the first hour. Terry Barr coming up in the second hour. I have to get this off my chest, because I don't know what is happening in our country. And maybe we should save this. Let's talk about this next, because this is a new sandwich. It's not even a sandwich. It's from KFC.
Okay.
They have a piece of fried chicken, and they smash a piece of pizza on top of the fried chicken.
Really?
What is the matter with people?
I used to ask that question a lot until I got the answer. These are just stunts.
Of course.
It's just to get social media traction.
All right. We're going to dig deeper into this. That's coming up next. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Terry Bell in the studio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Under my feet, I feel the sky tumbling down. I feel my heart start to tremble whenever you're
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. Terry Bell riding shotgun with me for a little while here tonight, making the drive up from Madison. You said it was kind of a rough drive.
It was. There was some weather from about Oshkosh to about Kaukauna.
Yeah.
Got windy and snowy, and not a lot of fun, but not dangerous either. I was never concerned, but just throws a lot of... All that blowing snow just throws a lot of visual noise at you that just, you just can live without.
One more thing you got to worry about or pay attention to.
Yeah.
Before the break, we talked. Oh, we got some text here. I should read that. From the 608. Somebody sent in a wrestling picture. What is this all about?
Okay.
From the 920. It's just a photo. Trying to plug in the HDMI. All right. That's a wrestling joke I don't think I can make on this show.
No, that's not family entertainment.
Dude, like Pinocchio, right? Rico from Rock County, the 608, says, don't read on air.
he started it with that.
Don't read on air.
You're
okay, I'll read it.
Now.
unless you want to. But then he says, unless you want to. He puts a qualifier on there. Okay. Have you ever thought about having old pizza box mic on? I have not until now, because I don't know who that is. But he sounds like... He sounds like quite a character.
I will fill you in during the next break.
Oh, you don't? Okay, very good. All right, thank God you're here tonight, Terry.
I'm here to help.
From the 920, Drake from Green Bay says, wrestlers are just scratch croppers. crotch grabbers and butt sniffers.
No.
Oh, they're tremendous athletes.
It's one of the most ancient sports on the planet.
I know.
Wrestling, boxing, and track and field.
And they are those things by default. But so much athleticism you have to put up with it if you're gonna wrestle. You're gonna that's why I chose not to wrestle. I wouldn't want to wrestle a girl that I thought was attractive either. It's not that I'm like, you know, being discriminating here. I don't want to be that close to someone and rolling around unless there's something else happening. Okay. You know? Am I wrong?
Maybe not a sport for people who are, I don't know, OCD. I don't know.
Maybe that's it, Terry.
Yeah.
You can diagnose me on this show all you want, but I stand by my beliefs. All right. So before the break, we talked about, it's the chizza. And it's a piece of fried chicken with a piece of pizza smashed onto this. Mm-hmm. This is an unholy union that does not need to happen food-wise, and it is only for people who are trying to gain weight, right?
I would have to think so, yeah.
Which maybe if you're like an actor, or wrestlers or something,
bulking up for a part, sure.
Yeah, De Niro is eating this before he does.
Christian Bale, man, his weight has gone up and down all over the place.
You think the cheats is behind it?
Maybe. It seems like a pretty efficient way to gain weight.
Did you try the Kurter Burger when that was a thing?
I have not. I need to. I mean, that started as a stunt, but then got legit. I think I haven't yet. I should.
That's the thing, too.
I feel like a bad Wisconsinite for not having had that yet.
No, but here, it's kind of like Culver's laughing at us. They're saying, hey, look how ridiculous this is. Oh, my gosh, they want to try it. So they had to make it, right?
Well, didn't KFC used to have a sandwich where the bread was replaced by two pieces of fried chicken?
Conrad, is that what you were talking about before?
And there was some.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, it's two pieces of chicken, a Swiss cheese in the middle, and then bacon as well in the middle.
I mean,
it's low carb.
Yeah,
lots of protein.
Well, not if the chicken's
fried.
Well,
the breading.
Yeah. I wouldn't try it ever, but.
I wouldn't either. Mm. Here's another thing I wanted to talk about. This guy is comedian Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Have you heard of him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's been around a long time.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah. Funny guy.
I had the pleasure of working with him when he was just starting out. Mm-hmm. And if you think he's high energy now,
okay.
I had to follow him on a boat.
All right.
He did 35 minutes of the most high energy. To like the stiffest crowd ever, and he crushed.
Yeah.
And then I have to go up.
Okay.
And to quote my friend Paul Gilmartin, you could hear a bead of sweat roll down my back.
Oh, no.
They were laughing. It wasn't like I completely tanked, but this guy was so high energy.
Sure.
And my act was, I was likable, I got laughs, but I couldn't follow this guy.
And that would be a tough way, because I think if I were to be a stand-up comedian, it would be more of the low energy kind of stuff, Stephen Wright kind of stuff, but following like a guy who's super high energy, that would be hard.
Making it worse, it's on a boat, and I almost swam back. That's how bad it was. So he's coming to the Wisconsin State Fair.
Oh,
I don't have the date in front of me, but
okay,
August-ish. That's when the state fair is, right?
Yeah.
And do you do garage sales, Terry?
I do not.
Okay. Have you ever had one?
No.
No.
I'll spare you the details. But I don't frequent them. I don't hold them. Maybe I should, because I really need to do a purge of my house.
You can you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But then here's the thing. Like, my wife comes from a garage sale family.
Okay.
And she's never forced me to have one. But she's said to me in the past, my sister's having a garage sale.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to get in on this? Mm. Like it's a stock tip or something. Like if it was big money.
Do
not spread this around. So my thing is, I did stop by one about a week ago, and I had it was almost like I was at a store, and the person holding the garage sale followed me around and told me stories behind the stuff. I'm like, I'm not.
Maybe that's what garage sailors want. Maybe they want to know the stories behind the stuff.
You know what? Maybe you're right. I don't. I was there looking for, I don't know, an end table or a cool lamp for the studio. And I don't know. I don't want to hear the story behind those snow pants or what. I'm, you know, it's just a strange thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Conrad, do you like garage sales?
Maybe when I was, I don't know. My parents liked them. We always had, I feel like every town in Wisconsin does this, small town.
Yeah.
They have a garage sale like day. Like everyone does it.
That's going to be more of a thing. Yeah, the kind of the community, the communal garage sale. Everybody has one at once.
Right. It's like a huge, giant event.
Shopping mall, big flea market.
Right. All right. So we want to move our conversation. You turned me on to this, Terry, this story that the Journal Sentinel did.
Yeah.
About the most famous person from every Wisconsin county.
That's right.
And this is something I've been looking for because I've kind of put the call out there to people. I want to hear from all parts. You know, the show's on statewide. I want to hear from everybody around the state, whether it's culture going on in your town, famous people from your town or people of note or infamous people. And you directed me to this list from the Journal Sentinel that they put out a couple of days ago. The most famous person from every Wisconsin county.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we will, let's just do a tease and then we'll come back and talk about, we'll really dive into this.
Yeah.
Conrad.
Yep.
Did I wake you?
Yeah.
Okay. Who is the most famous person in Wisconsin? Do you have any idea? I purposely did not share this.
Bart Starr.
Good guess.
Sure.
But?
He's from Milwaukee.
Oh, he's from Giannis?
He's a sports guy.
Sure, sure.
No, let's all right. When we come back, I'm going to tell you the most famous person from Wisconsin. Thanks to Terry Bell. He is from Milwaukee. We will discuss that and many other famous people from our awesome state on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. I should have made you leave your key.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Our question tonight is it ever okay to lie? This is Aunt Carla from the 608. You might have an elderly mother who asked you to mail a letter promptly. Later in the week, you find it in the car. You mail it then. Ironically, she asks you the day you just mailed it. Did you mail my letter? You reply, yes, mother, last week. Well, the last week is where the lie comes in.
Yeah.
You could just said, yeah, of course I mailed it, Mom.
Sure. You didn't have to elaborate.
4 days late. It sounds like Aunt Carla's done a fair amount of lying in her time. She had that at the ready. From the 608, also Carla from Baraboo. Fred McMurray, the most famous person is from Milwaukee.
I always thought it was Beaver Dam, but I could be wrong.
He is not. Either way, according to this list, he is not.
But Fred McMurray is from Wisconsin.
He is from Wisconsin,
undoubtedly.
Yeah. We have a call. Conrad, why don't you put this call through? This is Cindy from Appleton. Hey, Cindy.
Hello. Well, I have a couple of stories to go with this as well. But Billy Defoe, or Billy Defoe, they called him back in high school. William Defoe is from Appleton.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you call him Billy. Does that mean you know him?
I have a friend who graduated with him.
Okay.
And I did not graduate with him. I graduated from a different city. But anyway, several of my friends were down at Fratello's several years ago on a summer evening, sat outside on the deck. And across from us, directly across from us on a table, was Willem Dafoe with another person, obviously some business opportunity thing going on. But we were just surprised that he was down there having dinner.
Well, that's kind of cool. So did you know him when you were in high school?
No, I went to a different city for high school, but my friend graduated with him here in Appleton. So
you called him Billy. That's why I thought maybe you guys were on like friendship basis or whatever.
That's what they called him in high school, Billy Defoe.
Cindy, thanks
William
so much.
William came later, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
thanks so much for the call, Cindy. Don't be a stranger. Call again, okay?
Yep.
Thanks. All right. Have a
and
great
you
night.
Know he's got one of those faces. There's no mistaking.
Oh yeah.
He could not have been anybody else. It's not like that guy kind of looks like William Defoe. Yeah. No.
It has to
There's
be
only
Willem
one
Defoe
person
then.
In the world
right.
who looks like William Defoe.
From the 608, Rico in Rock County. I got you here in Rock County. Now, would this be famous, old or new? You're going to have to elaborate on that, Rico. I think Rico
Does he have a link?
Yeah, a link or something, unless he just dare we click on it. He is definitely the most famous person from Rock County when it comes to Nightlight. The 608. Oh, here's Rico again. And what if I told you that I feel like I'm famous? I'm just undiscovered. I would say stay in that world, Rico. It sounds like a wonderful place where people celebrate Rico. We celebrate you here, though, buddy, on Nightlight. Always great to hear from you. And Todd Michaels Daring chiming in just says rock stars. I don't know if he's referring to what's happening on the show or just a random thought that popped into his head.
Rock stars are famous.
Rock stars are famous. That's true. All right, let's dig into this list because right. You know who I was surprised was not on it, Terry, was Orson Welles.
You know, yeah. I mean, he was born in Kenosha, but Mark Ruffalo beat him out in Kenosha.
Oh.
Which is hysterical. Kind of like this was, I think this was on one of the TV talk shows. Aubrey Plaza beat out Joe Biden for the most famous person from Delaware.
Is that just a sign of the times we live in? Of course, she was on White Lotus season 2.
Hey, I'm a huge Aubrey Plaza fan.
I am too.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, though.
Orson Welles, that surprised me too. But hey, you know what? This is maybe a tip too. This is apparently based on page views.
Yeah.
So that's what's driving this whole thing.
I mean, that's true. In Orson Welles' defense, he had like hardly any Twitter followers. So
there you are.
All right. So the most famous Wisconsinite.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let you do the honors because you sent me this list.
Well, it's not for good reasons. He's a bit of an infamous,
correct,
famous person.
All right. Go ahead. Do the honors.
Oh, well, and then I'll channel a Christian Bale from the movie American Psycho. Jeffrey Dahmer, serial killer, Wisconsin.
By a landslide, the most famous Wisconsin.
Yeah, not even close.
And the guy who killed him in prison is in second place.
You're kidding me.
No, that's Christopher Scarver. He's got
really
20% of the votes.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I feel bad I did not register to vote for this for this poll. And there's Billy Defoe, number 3. Mm-hmm. So that's your top 3, Wisconsin. Jeff Dahmer, Chris Scarver, and Billy Defoe.
Yeah, Billy to his
top
friends.
3. We have a call, Conrad. Is this?
Yes, we do, from Kathy from Cambridge.
Oh, put her through.
Oh,
hi, Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy.
You there, Kathy? All right. Well, she calls back, put her
through.
Yeah,
I will.
We're looking for, I misquoted Christian Bale. He was talking about Ed Gein, not Jeffrey Dahmer in the movie.
Mm.
So
I thought there was like a Dahmer
movie. I apologize
profusely.
That would have not been chronologically correct.
You are forgiven.
Thank you.
Colin Kaepernick, Mark Ruffalo, as you said, from Kenosha. Chris Farley.
Yeah.
And I've got the...
Beloved and celebrated in Madison. You can't go 10, 15 minutes in Madison without somebody mentioning Chris Farley at some point.
But you know
that's how much they loved him.
Exactly. And that's what I was going to say is like, they mention him, but also at least the people that have mentioned him to me are all like, he was such a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have a good story.
Mm-hmm.
I told on, I think it was his birth. No, it was the release of Tommy Boy a couple weeks ago. We were talking about Chris Farley. And I used to go to daily mass at DePaul when I was a student there. And Chris Farley would be in the back of the church just standing there.
Really?
Yeah. Looked like he just was on his way to Second City.
Okay.
Actually not daily mass. It was like Saturday afternoon. So he already had the get up on, like he went to church on his way to Second City. He was a main stager.
He was a very devout Catholic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if he was up until the day he died.
He wrestled with his demons a lot. And I think he was very, very torn about, you know, the person he wanted to be and some of the demons he was dealing with. It was a pretty big deal from what I understand.
That was a loss for sure. We had this argument the other night, if I could just get off on a tangent.
Sure.
My son, Joe,
mm-hmm.
Chris Farley versus Belushi. He is totally in the Chris Farley camp. And I think Chris Farley's hilarious, but I think in terms of overall, as an actor too, Belushi, he's just a better actor.
Yeah, I would say so. I'd say Belushi had more range.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what Farley could have done, you know, had he lived longer. He probably would have gone in the direction of a lot of the comic actors who, like, would do... He probably would have done a dramatic role.
Yeah, you're probably right.
At some point.
And he never had the opportunity. Belushi did. Belushi died young, too. But
you think Adam Sandler, he was a contemporary of Farley's.
Yeah. And I don't know. I saw Adam Sandler in that. What's the movie where he was the diamond dealer?
Oh, I know the one you're talking about. I can't think of the name off the top of my head.
It was unwatchable.
Was it bad?
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems. Did you like that movie?
I can't say it was one of my favorite Adam Sandler movies. I still enjoyed it, but...
Yeah. Hey, I just felt like he was watching his performance in that was like nails on a chalkboard.
Okay.
Well, he was a really annoying guy. His character.
Yeah.
And Adam Sandler is immensely talented. This is my own personal take. I thought Kevin Garnett outacted him in that movie.
So, honestly, he did a good job in the movie.
Kevin Garnett was not bad.
Yeah, okay. He did good.
He might have a future.
Wow.
He's the Kareem of our generation, I guess, now.
Yeah. Adam Sandler has done other roles where he has been more, you know, Spanglish. And,
yeah, I like Spanglish.
He's done well. He's a good actor. And it wasn't him. It was the character. I wanted to just give the guy a beating.
Right.
It was like, because he was a gambler and he was throwing his life. It was hard to watch.
Okay.
But anyway.
Yeah.
All right. I digress.
Let's get back to the list.
Yeah. Gene Wilder.
Milwaukee?
That's a big one.
Or where is he? Where do they have him from?
I got to go down to my Calumet County. Sheboygan, Dustin Diamond.
He moved to Wisconsin after his 15 minutes.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I don't think he was a native Wisconsinite.
So he went Hollywood to Wisconsin, not the other way around.
Yeah.
He thinks the industry is moving here.
I think he just wanted to
get away from it all.
I think he wanted to get away from things.
Probably.
Yeah. This is my favorite. Grant County, Southwest Wisconsin. So I grew up in Crawford County. So Grant County is just to the south. The voice of Piglet from the Disney animated Winnie the Pooh movies.
That is really cool.
Yeah. And in fact,
John Fiedler. Yep.
Wasn't he in 12 Angry Men?
Oh, I don't know.
Ah.
We could go to the
Google. I think he played the really, IMDb him while you take the reins.
Yeah. And here's what I love about our state's famous people. It really runs the gamut.
It sure does.
Piglet, John Fiedler, you go up two counties. There's Butch Vig, one of the coolest dudes there is. And then you've got Alan Ludden, game show host.
Mm-hmm.
Agnes Moorhead,
love her.
Yeah.
She's fantastic. Everybody knows her as Endora from Bewitched, and they think that's the only thing she ever did. Far from it.
Yeah.
She did a lot of radio and Broadway, and she was on one of those memorable episodes of The Twilight Zone. She played an old woman who was tormented by aliens, some sort of... And like a lot of things with the Twilight Zone, not everything is as it seems.
Right.
So it turns out that she was alone in this cabin, and this little flying saucer comes, and these little aliens come out, and she kind of does psychological warfare with them. They thought they were under siege. As it turns out, by the end of the episode, you find out. But the thing about that episode, not one single word of dialogue.
Oh, I love that.
Full 30-minute show minus commercial breaks, not one word of dialogue, and she was throwing 100 miles an hour selling that role. It was just incredible to see. And yes, John Fiedler was in 12 Angry Men.
Okay.
Yeah. Prattville.
He'll always be
Pride of Prattville.
Piglet to me. How about this one? Gary Berghoff.
Really?
Radar O'Reilly from MASH from Walworth County.
Oh, be darned.
And then Peter Weller. I forgot about him. The first RoboCop.
Yes.
And
a couple actors from RoboCop were from Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
I think I saw two RoboCop name drops.
Bonnie Bartlett. I don't know her. Yeah. David Lee McKinnon. Yeah, this is so cool. And then here's one of my favorites is, we talked about him earlier, Terry, was Jim Abrahams. I thought it was Abrams.
Abrams, yeah. It's Abrams.
They have it Abrahams. Am I just saying it wrong? Is it pronounced Abrams?
It's pronounced Abrams. I don't know how it's spelled.
I just call him Jim. But one of the writers of the great movie Airplane.
Yeah.
Hot Shots and Top Secret. He was a collaborator with the Zucker Brothers.
Yep.
Which I told my story on the air the other night about when I met Chevy Chase. We rode up in an elevator together. we were on our way to a meeting at that company, at the Zucker Brothers company, with different people. I'm sure we were meeting the junior executive, and he was going to meet the big shots. But, yeah, that's a good – and that's up – I guess Eagle River, he has a summer home there. So that's kind of cool. And then, all right, you just talked about your county. My county, Marinette County, has so many weird connections to fame, and I've talked about them on this show. I was surprised one of the people was not mentioned. The most famous person from Marinette County is Trixie Mattel, a drag queen and musician. And you said it's because probably she was on the RuPaul show?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably why.
That makes sense.
Who would you have guessed?
Well, there's a fame, Mitzi Shore, Pauly Shore's mom is from Marinette.
There you go.
What's the Stranger Things?
And she built that nightclub. She was
Comedy Store.
Yeah,
she married Howard Shore, I think, while she was at UW Madison. Winona Ryder's grandmother is from there. Arthur Gardner, who produced F Troop and The Rifleman, fought in World War II.
Holy cow!
Took all the camera equipment out to L.A. And became a famous producer. Lived to be like 105. He was out there when I lived there, and I never knew.
Oh wow!
And I would have loved to have gone and met him. And Julius LaRosa, the famous Broadway star, died in Crivitz, Wisconsin, about 3 years ago. This crazy stuff.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk about this list a little more, and I'm going to give Terry a movie quiz. He's a movie buff. To quote George Costanza, I'd love to be a buff.
I'd love to pretend to be an architect.
Yeah. Art Vandelay. We'll give Terry a movie quiz, too. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Minutes, we are going to talk about the Hello Girls, which it's a show playing at the Overture Center this weekend and next. And I will talk with Wendy Jones Hill, the show's director. That's happening in Madison. This weekend is sold out, but you can still get tickets for next weekend. And Terry Barr joins the show a little later to talk about an a cappella group that they will have live in the studio tomorrow night. That'll be exciting. So we were talking about, we need to pivot though, because I need to give you this movie quiz, but you've got burgers on the mind.
I always have burgers on the
mind. Who doesn't have burgers on the mind?
You are just down the street from one of the iconic burger places in Wisconsin, Al's. Al's Hamburgers, right here on Washington Street.
Really?
But it's like one of these like very idiosyncratic places.
Yeah.
Where as far as I could tell, at least from looking up online, they're open 3 hours a day.
That's insane.
Which is like, but
that's a guy who doesn't need the money.
Yeah, I guess not. But it's been around since like the 1930s.
Get out of here.
And it's just epic. Yeah.
Conrad, we got to check that out.
Yeah, we definitely do.
It's definitely a lunch thing, like 11 to 2 or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. 11 to 2. Okay. Well, I guess if you have to be open for 3 hours, that's the, that's, those are the hours to do it.
That's the optimal time.
Yeah. Tonight's question, you can still get in on the fun. Is it ever okay to lie? Pinocchio hit screens in 1940 on this day, so we were asking, is it ever okay to lie? And if so, when? You can share that, too. We were just talking about George Costanza, who is the best liar ever on a TV show.
The best bad liar.
Oh, man. Yeah, the best bad liar, exactly. And there's an art to it, at least on sitcoms.
Art Vandelay.
Art Vandelay, exactly. All right, so I've wanted to give Terry, first of all, I'm thrilled to have him here in the studio. Terry Bell, Civic Media News Director. We're going to give Terry, he's a bit of a movie buff, so we're going to give Terry a quiz like we've done other guests in the studio. Conrad, you ready to go?
Yeah, definitely.
You got the bell ready?
Yeah, okay. I got the bell.
Well, here's what's going to happen. We're going to play part of a clip, and when Terry knows it, just say it as soon as you know it.
Okay.
Conrad, it's Conrad, right? Wait, we really ought to be introduced. We'll ring the bell. We'll get there. Let's not rush things. And then we'll move on. Okay. All right. Let's go. First clip.
310. Tough luck, Ron Ann. But that's what you get for playing with your head up your a couple more like that, we can all go to bed early. Name's Lonergan. Doyle Lonergan. You're gonna remember that, Mr. Shaw. You're gonna get yourself another game. You follow?
Wow. Give me a hint.
Robert Shaw.
Okay.
Paul Newman.
Color of Money?
Robert Redford.
Oh, shoot.
Da, 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 da.
The Entertainer is the song, but yes. The movie. Oh,
do we have another clip from that movie, Conrad?
Yeah, I can queue one up quick.
All right, see if you can.
I'm embarrassed.
No,
because I know.
I know, but that's not an obvious clip.
No, not at all.
So I you said it was okay to try to stump you. So
you and you did it.
That's probably the hardest one we have. We shouldn't have opened with a closer, Conrad.
All right, I got another All clip right, here.
Go All ahead, right. fire it up.
I'll call. 4-9. 4-jacks. You owe me $15,000, pal.
Poker game on a train.
Must have left my wallet in my room. Don't hand me any of that crap. When you come to a Sting. Game like this, you bring your money. How do I know you won't take a powder?
No.
All right, you can cut it.
Here we go. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
It's the Sting.
It's the Sting?
Yeah. They were trying to rope him in to tick him off to get him to go to Paul Newman's place in Chicago when he got there.
I'm stumbling out of the gate.
Oh, that's okay. That's only one. That's only one. Fire up another one, Conrad.
Please would be nice. Come again?
You know,
I said a please would be nice.
Let's let it roll, Ron.
Okay.
Get it straight, Buster. I'm not here to say please. I'm here to tell you what to do. And if self-preservation is an instinct you possess, you better do it and do it quick. I'm here to help. If my help's not appreciated, lots of luck, gentlemen.
No, Mr. Wolf. It ain't like that. Your help is definitely appreciated.
Mr. Wolf, listen. I don't mean disrespect, okay? I respect you. I just don't like people barking orders at me, that's all.
If I'm curt with you, it's because time is a factor. I think fast, I talk fast, and I need you guys to act fast if you want to get out of this. So, pretty please, with sugar on top, clean the car.
Pulp Fiction.
All right. He's redeemed himself.
Oh, man. Tarantino, he's divisive, but I love him because when he makes a movie, it's like nothing you've ever seen before.
And I told this story to... Pulp Fiction. Oh, we had a studio executive here, Jeffrey Kurz, former studio executive. The first movie he worked on was Pulp Fiction. He was a guest on the show. And I told him the story about I was doing stand-up and I was in Indianapolis with the other comic. We went to see this and within 2 minutes, I'm like, I'm going to love this movie. Like, he just comes out swinging right away with the music and the cool scene to start the movie. It's like, you know you're going to love it.
Yeah, and that's, I love those movies when you know within a minute or two.
Absolutely. All right, let's do another one, Conrad.
We don't work for you anymore.
Oh, yeah?
This is kind of a tough one, too.
Right.
Then who you work for, huh? Who? You don't work for me.
Who? You don't work for me.
Maybe we work for Joel now.
Yeah.
She's only kidding. I hope so. Look, Joel, you look like a smart kid. So I'm going to tell you something, which I'm sure you'll understand.
This is a tough one, too.
Nah,
don't feel bad.
Fun now,
no,
right?
I know.
Joel,
I'll just let the clip play.
Okay.
Let the people enjoy it at home.
Never, ever. With another man's livelihood. Now, if you're smart, like I hope you are, you're not going to make me come back here.
Risky business.
Very well done. Terry Bell, ladies and gentlemen.
One of the great Chicago set movies ever. And there are a lot of great movies set in Chicago.
Yeah.
That is one of them.
It's, I finally got to stay at the Drake about 10 years ago,
because
I spent a lot of time living there, so I didn't have a reason to stay in a hotel, but I was like, all I could think about was Risky Business. You know?
Sure.
All right, let's see if we can, we're winding down here. Let's see if we can get one or two more in, Conrad.
You get my note? Well, did you get it for a while?
Who are you?
I'll give you a chance to find out. Meet me in the bar at the Albert Hotel. Do it right away.
Why should I?
Little business meeting. to settle the estate of your late wife.
I don't know what you mean.
Now come on, quit stalling, Thorwald, or I'll hang up and call the police.
I have only $100 or so.
That's a start. I'm at the Albert now. I'll be looking for you.
I'm going to guess, and I know I'm going to be wrong, but I got to, you know, I'm not going to just stand there and just take one. I got to go down swinging. I'm going to guess 8 Men Out.
Oh, Rear Window. Terry, we got to go. This has been so much fun. Thank you
so much. I'll never live this down.
You'll live it down. You'll be back for another shot at the title. Terry Bell, thanks so much. He's been my guest here on Nightlight for the first hour. We'll be right back with some theater talk on Nightlight with Peach Wabba.